It's Thursday, the 25th of June. Thursday, the 25th of June. It's an important day because, there's a fledgling. Everything's happening this morning. Then she comes to be fed by daddy. Mommy's up on the fence. Almost full tail feathers, and actually pursuing aggressively the daddy to feed. Come on, feed me. He hasn't got any in his beak to feed. That fledgling's looking beautiful. Yes, the 25th of June is an important day, or supposed to be an important day, because those great loves of Bernie Goldhackett top coat, those big aluminium cans. How is it Bernie described those big fans chopping up air or something? Are supposed to be on a different flight path today for our 6 month trial, not over our heads. So it's either been abandoned, or they're going to wait till later on today when the flights are quieter, because at the moment it's peak flying time from about 6 a.m. to about 9. Hello, Mr. Blackbird, how are you? He's actually right at my feet, looking up. Honestly, he's just standing about a couple of feet away looking at me. I threw him out dates yesterday. Oh boy, did he love those, and I saw him feeding the fledgling. There's a mammy, and she's got some grubs in her beak. Looks like they've only got one fledgling, but I'm happy with that. It's good news to me. I've got a family again of blackbirds standing in the grass, pecking at the grass as if it knows what it's supposed to do. Yes, so big birds. Big noisy birds and my beautiful garden birds. He's even on the back doorstep, you cheeky bugger, get off. I'll put something out. Just before I stepped out the back door, I was met by a sight of two jackdaws on the back fence. Most of my feeders are towards the back fence. Two jackdaws on the back fence. One jackdaw in the grass, picking up the porridge. One magpie next to the jackdaw. And lo and behold, the squirrel halfway up the fence, trying to figure out how it was going to get on to the seed feeder, which is actually a totally squirrel-proof seed feeder. It would never get in there on a monthly Sundays. But I haven't seen the squirrel for, not at all through the winter, so it's been about a year and a half since we saw a squirrel. I say a squirrel, I'm going to just call it what I think they are, a long-tailed rat. Vermin. No love for those grey squirrels at all. Now if it had been a red squirrel, I'd actually be putting food out for it. Anyway, so that's what I meant this morning. It's funny kind of morning, it's overcast, but it's very, very mild, in fact, to the extent of being slightly warm, moderately warm, even though it did rain last night. Not real rain, but that enjoyable light rain. We actually went a walk last evening. My wife dropping off a present to someone and then picking up some bits and pieces for her car boot. And it was quite enjoyable to be walking in that light rain. So this morning there's a bit of heat in the air, which is good news. If the sun got out now, it really would be very warm, I think. So I'm feeling good this morning. Feeling pretty good, actually. Yeah. We'd love to say exceptionally, but feeling pretty good. I suppose feeling pretty good is pretty good. It's getting on thin ice. Yesterday I had to take away, dismantle completely several fence panels, 6 foot fence panels, 6 foot to six, to down to their bare bones to get them in the car to take them to the tip. I'm not sure if I mentioned it yesterday, but while we were on holiday, we asked my wife's nephew, well, her niece's man, who did our back fence, to come down and do the side fence, which was barely even done. What we didn't realise was, when we got home, he had taken every fence panel down, instead of doing it in a couple of stages, and piled them all up in front of the house, and left us completely naked on one side of the house. Yes, well, it's next to the park, but I can't even stand or sit at the back door without being viewed. Not that there's anybody there, really, but I mean, if you know what I mean, I feel naked, exposed, vulnerable. So, I have to get that fenced up as quick as possible. Yeah. I haven't heard from him since. Looks like I'm going to have to do it myself. Hey ho. Add it to the list, or should I call it the Dead Sea Scroll list? What the heck was the Dead Sea Scrolls anyway? What was that all about? I don't think the Dead Sea Scrolls was anything compared to my little card list on my desktop. Even last night, I was cutting up new card to different sizes to replenish my stock of fresh white card. Oh my God. That's the fledgling just flew up from the fence to above my head on the aerial. So, swiftly taking a sidestep, in case it decides to poop on you. That's probably why it's so far advanced, with its full tail feathers and flight, because it's been the only one. As I stand here, talking like David Attenborough, the squirrel has returned along the fence and is trying to sneak up the apple tree. Now it's got the feeder. It's got its front paws on the feeder. Now it's trying to figure out, how do I get in there? Why am I whispering? I hate the bugger. Go away. You won't get in anyway, you fool. There's no way. Can you get in? It can't even get to any of my other feeders, even the coconut feeders that I put out yesterday. Can't get to them because I have designed a totally squirrel-proof hanger. Actually, that was a bit of a pun that you may not realise. what I meant. Inquiries, please. In the back of a stamp to McColgan about the squirrel-proof hangers. He's gave up and he's went into the silver birch tree. But I don't want it around at all, because they gobble up everything and destroy things. There's a lovely scent here this morning. I don't know where it's from. Definitely plant flower, if you know what I mean. But where from? I better go and feed the blackbirds. She's wandering about everywhere. He's on the grass. The fledgling's on the fence. Oh, constantly looking for grub. There's a squirrel that's made its way across to the silver bitch in my garden. Yes, I see you. You're not camouflaged enough. I shall hunt you. Sounded a bit like Richard Hubbard there. I shall hunt you down. I'm coming. I'm going to get you something. It's like having wings all over again.